Tom Terrero, podcast 129 on dirty tricks. Konnichiwa, mushi mushi from Japan. This is my third time, my third year in a row coming to Japan. And I love it. I've said many times, I'm not a big fan of the girls of Japanese day game. It's okay, I don't mind. That's the icing on the cake, but Asian girls, not my thing. I'm here for everything else, from the madness of the cities to their politeness and cleanliness and the nature in the mountains and their mindset. I'm addicted to it. Plus their food, of course, plus their food. I love it. I've just been in the mountains for a few days at, an onsen, one of those hot springs, one of those guest houses, pretending to be all traditional. That was wonderful. And now I'm back in the big dirty city. Actually, it's not a dirty city because it's Japan. It's squeaky clean, although it seems squeaky clean on the surface. But joy of joys, the Japanese kinkiness comes out to play after dark. All that suppressed naughtiness raises its head as the sun goes down, and they go from calm and quiet to utterly debaucherous, still in a controlled way. And I love it. If you want to know more about Japanese pickup, Japanese day game, Japanese stories, then I made a podcast on it this time last year, podcast 83 on Japanese pickup. And if you want to see a same day lay, me picking up a Japanese girl from A to Z, that's an infield on stealth seduction. Last bit of advertising today. I'm still putting out daily articles, mini articles, videos, posts on my website, tomterrero.com. So go to that. I don't know how long it's going to last until I get fed up. All right, today's topic is purely practical on some of Uncle Tom's dirty tricks to use in field, whether that's for your day game, for texting, for your dating, for your relationships, etc. It's not high and mighty today. It's not metagame. It's not mental masturbation. It's practical. Rubber meets the road. And it's based on a blog post I wrote, when did I write it? The middle of October, called Playing Fair, based on a comment which sums up a lot of comments left or emails received from a guy called Tom. Very excellent name, Thomas. And he wrote somewhere, I can't remember, he wrote, it would be nice to get laid without having to use manipulation, you know. If we could be ourselves and still meet and attract women, that would be ideal. And I replied, life is a game, play or get played. Idealism is a dangerous thing. And I'll read you a bit of the article. I wrote, does the gazelle ask the lion to not use manipulation? Does one football team ask the other to be themselves and not use tactics and strategies? Does life on earth follow idealistic or realistic properties? The comment by Tom left on one of the videos is common of the nice guy mindset who wants the world to play fair. By shaming pickup as quote-unquote immoral, sneaky and manipulative, then such guys are misunderstanding the realities of the world and getting burnt because of it. In the past, I've explained this is why I disagree with the radical honesty doctrines in books like Mark Manson's Models. It's purple pill, or even blue pill, dream world thinking, in that it ignores the central tenets of biology. Play or get played. Hustle or be hustled. As much as we all wish the world was based on equalism, harmony and love, biological realities wake us up. Girls have a sexual strategy just like guys. Girls tell as many, if not more, lies as you to try and win. The female manipulation toolkit is just as advanced as any top player. Push-up bras, makeup, airbrushed selfies, stealth plate spinning, secret society liaisons. The nice guy would be shocked to know what she's really up to. The world is not fair. Life is a game, I finished the article by saying. Either learn the rules and level up, or forever be at the mercy of those who have. So that was the only meta bit of the podcast, you could say, in that it's not called game for nothing. All right, and again, just like evolution, there's not some kind of consciousness to it. It's a process. It's physical laws. like thermodynamics. And whether you like it or not, this is the game, the dance that men and women play. You don't need to think of it like a fight or a boxing match. I always say think of it like a dance. Women have their agenda, men have their agenda. But even the word agenda is loaded. It's like Richard Dawkins' book, The Selfish Gene. You hear the word selfish and you think, that's terrible, that's manipulative, that's wrong, that's evil. It is what it is, because the purpose of life on Earth is for DNA to keep replicating. And it's gone from single cells to multicellular organisms that exist in societies, but we're out for our own genetic legacy through replication. You've read Lord of the Flies, so you understand. Me calling these dirty tricks is just a bit provocative, really, because, yeah, you've got to learn the rules of the game. You've got to take advantage of the loopholes. Girls certainly are. All right, they're thinking about babies and providers and settling down and strong DNA. And we're thinking about high SMV females, mating opportunities and spreading our seed. So today's practical tips, I'm going to give you 10 of them. I call them dirty tricks. They're just things that I don't think I've spoken about before. Maybe I've hinted at. I've got hundreds more of these. I keep them. I scribble them down every time I come up with something in field that works, whether that's day game texting or in an open relationship. Loads of them, obviously, I put in Street Hustle, but obviously anyone who's on the street, anyone who's texting all the time, happens upon new material. So I call these my new dirty tricks in my toolkit. They are from the Torero School of Cunning, which hopefully leads to cunnilingus. Let's dive in. Number one, sneakily turn her phone to silent or turn it off. Now, why do we need to do that? When you've bounced home after venue two, or it's been a same day lay and you've done a bit of time distortion from the instant date to bouncing around to coffee to alcohol to yours, she's back at yours. And many, many times her phone keeps buzzing, keeps ringing. I've had this when you're escalating on the bed. I've had this when I'm naked with a girl and her mum keeps ringing her, or her best friend is cock blocking her. This is classic female cattiness, which I've spoken about. So when she's in the bathroom, or when, you know, her phone's on the bed and you're making out, if you can, just click the side button to silent. If you're brave, you can switch it off, but usually I just put it to silent, or put the phone on the floor, or put her coat on top of her phone, just to stop that cock blocking. You can thank me later. That was dirty trick number one. Dirty trick number two is related to open loops, is related to flipping the script, getting her to chase you. I've mentioned things like this before, but this particular line is gold. Torero gold. So when you're doing the time distortion thing, if you don't know what the time distortion thing is, by the way, watch my latest video, the Blade Runner Japan thing, where I talk about bouncing for momentum and momentum for compliance and spinning the hamster in her head through changing locations rapidly, okay, overloading the senses. And when I'm on the way to a bar or to a venue, or even in the bar, I use the line, oh, I've got this great thing to show you, but, oh, you know what? I don't actually know you well enough. You could be crazy. You know, it's down a little alley. You could kill me. I'll show you another time, maybe. So you hint at a location and then you change your mind. And it's the push. Attraction is created in the playful push. Grin, as you say it, obviously. And it's flipping the script, because what does the girl do? She'll beg you to show you that secret little alley, show you that bar, show you that downstairs karaoke thing, show you that cool secret room upstairs in the bar. And then you say, okay, well, if you're nice, you know, you got 1 point. If you can get to 3 points, I'll show you the thing. The point system, which is in Street Hustle, is classic. It's a qualification routine, gets her to chase. So dirty trick number two, you say you're gonna show her somewhere really cool, but you know what? I don't know you well enough. It's also calling out the LMR before she does. That's one of the classic Torero tricks. If you don't know it, throughout the date, throughout the bounce home, you say, wow, this is crazy. We should slow down. I don't normally do this. I don't even know you. If you're really cocky, you can grin and say, I'm on my period, so nothing's going to happen. All right, dirty trick number three. But you should play fair, Tom. No. Another dirty trick. Again, qualification, but remembering the principle that girls don't want to just be seen physically, because they know they're hot. A cute 19-year-old, she knows she's hot, and guys all the time say, "You're hot, baby, you're hot." So the compliment works, but that's why I say take it back. You know, you say you're hot because what I noticed is your wonderful giraffe legs. I said that yesterday. Yeah, it's the push after the pull. But something which I haven't said is that when you're on the date, you can do something a bit more serious where you use a bit of a false qualifier, I think is the technical term in game, where you say, "In the beginning, I thought you were hot, but now I like your ex too." I don't mean ex-boyfriend, ex as in insert something. So often I'll say, you know, in the beginning, it's interesting, because in the beginning I just thought you were hot, obviously, but now I really like your sense of adventure. All right, but you could say, "Oh, but now I really like your geekiness," or "But now I really like your introverted side." So what you're saying is, "I appreciate you for more than just your looks." Now, this is a false qualifier, because you probably just want to bang her, and then afterwards maybe you appreciate her for more if you want to date her, but it makes the girl go, "Wow, he doesn't just like me for my looks, or he doesn't seem that way. He appreciates my geekiness or my introverted nature or my wacky taste in socks or films or whatever." So use that line. This is tip number 3, dirty trick. "In the beginning, I thought you were hot, but now I like your insert something too." All right, along similar lines, dirty trick number 4. Bit of a sneaky one, this. It's the false future project. Now, in old school game, you might know what future projection is. It's just a way to get into a bit more rapport and deep rapport. It's very sneaky if you use it too much, because you're essentially implying you want to be her boyfriend. So on the date, you'll say things like, in old school game, you'd say to her, "Oh, wow, yeah, you know, you like Metallica, I like Metallica. We'll definitely go in a couple of months' time when they come to Tokyo or Paris or New York." Or you say, "Oh, yeah, yeah, eventually you and I will go skiing and I'll throw snowballs at you. You know, it's cool that you can ski." Future projection. So like the qualification saying, "I like you more than just your looks," future projection is saying, "This is going to last," i.e. in the girl's head on a subconscious level, she hears this is not a one-night stand. It's false because it probably is, and it's a pickup trick. It's a dirty trick. But you can do it in a smaller way, so you're not implying that you're the boyfriend. I use a lot of sprinkling false future projections when she might mention a director she really likes or a film she really likes, and I'll just throw in, "Okay, cool, in the future you can show that to me." Or she might talk about part of the city that she loves, and I'll say, "Cool, next time you can show that to me," or "Next time I'm going to show you this," or "In the future we'll do karaoke." Anything which says, "In the future we will." We is the magic word. It's the we bubble, not W-E-E, but W-E, where it's you and her against the world. It fits in with this time distortion thing. So imply that you're going to do stuff with her. That's the message. All right, number 5. Again, a dirty trick of revealing a false weakness. Now, shock horror. I know I spend all my time nagging you. Don't be quote-unquote vulnerable, opening yourself up like the nice guy, crying on her shoulder, sobbing, telling her how hopeless you are with girls and with money and with fitness and with life. No, it's pussy repellent. But if you're too much of the bad boy, if you're too much of the lover, the player, the cad, this can also backfire. So typically a guy goes from super nice guy to super, "Hey, I'm super cool, I've got no vulnerabilities." And it just seems too much of the 2D player stereotype. Girls love the fact that somewhere inside you is Mr. Softy, and you can hint at it. And I'm going to give you the rule that you can hint at it once. Okay, somewhere in the date, just once, hint at being vulnerable. And I don't mean breaking down and crying, but it's good to say that you have a phobia of something. And it's the dirty trick bit is to say you have a phobia of something that's actually really cute. So you want the girl's reaction to be, oh. So she sees inside, wow, he's not just this 2D Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. James Bond. Even in the Bond movie, what is it, Skyfall, I think, it cuts from the fight on the train, which is the beginning of the film in Istanbul, to Bond being out of shape, beaten up in a bar in Thailand, and then having to do a fitness test, I think, back in London. And you get a bit of a glimpse of a Bond that you don't know. And you think, wow, he's a human as well. Anyway, back to this sneaky trick. I said, let's keep it practical. So I often say to girls, don't steal this from me, please. I often say to girls that I have a phobia. And girls always go, oh yeah, what is your phobia? What is your phobia? And I say, it's really embarrassing, actually. I have a phobia of hedgehogs. Because when I was little, we had one in our garden and I was feeding it milk and I put some on my finger and I put my finger too close and it bit my finger. So now whenever I see a picture of a hedgehog, I remember that memory. Did that really happen? Kind of. I did have a hedgehog in my garden that I used to feed milk to and it didn't bite me, and I don't have a fear of hedgehogs, but it works every time. And that's it, all right? You don't milk it. Clever link to the hedgehog. You don't overdo it, you just drop it in. And you might use it as callback humor later on. In a text message, you might send her a picture of a scary hedgehog or whatever. But get her to talk about her vulnerabilities. It's just a bit of deep rapport. You could say false deep rapport, because you don't want to go into Chody Nice Guy. All right, that was number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was that 5? Okay, 6. A dirty texting trick. When you're pinging back and forth, that means between the feeler text and the date invite, or perhaps the date invite's failed, so you've rolled off for 48 hours, instigated the pinging once more like nothing's happened, because you don't want to seem butthurt. And then, in the evening at some point, I'm going to send her a quote-unquote wrong message. So I'm pretending that I'm sending this to somebody else, and she's suddenly got a glimpse of, oh wow, Tom has another life. Tom goes to parties, even if you're an old introvert like me. Tom has other girls, which is true, pre-selection, jealousy. So it's an error which is created by you. So just send her a message which is meant for somebody else, quote unquote. So I might send her the message out of the blue. Haha, on my way, you got whiskey, ? And she'll always reply like, what? You're on your way? Like, what's this about whiskey? And then obviously you reply, oh, sorry, crossed wires, not meant for you, whatever. Or just don't reply. But yeah, it's a sneaky one because it always causes her to re-engage. So I use those often on the 50-50 girls that the pinging's going okay, but maybe a date request or even two, that's my maximum, has failed. Left it 48 hours, that's a little re-engage text. All right, the next dirty trick, which is similar to the one where I was talking about false qualifiers, saying, you know, I thought you were hot, but now I like your whatever. So you're on the date and you're talking about beauty and fake boobs, and you're doing a bit of verbal escalation. Maybe you're doing my Miami routine where, you know, you went to Miami and it was plastic fantastic and all the girls have the same plastic surgeon. You probably know that routine inside out if you've seen Stealth Seduction, because it's on most of the infields. And lately I've been throwing in the line that I know this girl, she looks like Barbie, but she's actually really smart. And used those lines with a heavy emphasis on the words, you know a girl who's not just beautiful, but she's really smart. Now, it's a clever, clever dirty trick, because what it's saying is that, yeah, you know a girl who's really smart, but what you're actually doing is qualifying the girl you're currently with. And how this works is that it gets her hamster cog spinning, and she'll always jump in to qualify herself. She'll always try and say, well, oh yeah, I actually did a master's, or I read this book, or I do that. It's great. Again, it's the way of saying you appreciate girls, or you pretend to appreciate girls for more than their looks. So use the line that you know a girl who's not just hot, but she's really smart as well, and you really appreciate that. All right. The next dirty trick. It's a simple one word dirty trick, but it is fucking powerful. All these have been tested, by the way, hundreds of times in field, so test them for yourself. It's the word usually. And put this at the end of a compliment. So you're on the date. I'm not talking about the you look nice compliment. By the way, there is a word that you can use after you look really nice, and that's the word because. I've said that in Day Game 3.0. Excuse me, I just want to say you look really nice because it stops her walking away. Anyway, this word is usually. So you might be on the date and you say, you know, it's funny, you're really introverted. That's really good, usually. Again, it's a qualification routine. You can say, I love Spanish girls, usually. Or I really go for tall girls, usually. It's implying a hidden danger. It's implying that you're not automatically swayed 100% by looks. Again, it's saying to the girl on a subconscious level, prove yourself to me, which is the highest form of game, as I've said many times, flipping the script, getting her to chase, or at least to feel like chasing, because it's a dirty trick. You are really chasing tail. That's why we say chasing tail, going out on the pull, because at any point, if the girl said, look, do you want to go home and fuck? The guy would be like, yep, okay, abandon game, let's go. But you're giving the girl that impression. I always say, give the girl the gift of chasing you, or she at least feels like she's chasing you. All right, another way of doing this, it's a magic line that you can use on text or in person on a date. It's a dirty trick, and you just use the phrase, how normal are you? I use this a lot on text. Now I use it on the initiation message rather than my classic Tom Torero copyrighted, hey Spanish pirate, random but cool to meet you. Are you always so friendly to new people? Tom, that's the classic feeler text. And that in itself has got a little bit of qualification in it. Are you always so friendly to new people? Implying that she's the one who picked you up. But now I might just say, hey, cool to meet you, or hey, chicken, if she was dressed like a chicken. Hey chicken, cool to meet you. How normal are you? Question mark, cheeky face. It's a killer qualification question dirty trick because it can be taken in two ways. It's an ambiguous statement. Is she going to say, I am normal? Like, don't worry, Tom, I'm not just hot, I am normal. Or is she thinking, oh no, I don't want to be normal? Is he worried that I'm too normal? Girls usually take it the second way, and they justify, without me asking, why they're not normal. And she'll say, oh, you know, but I've got a tattoo, or I'm into this, or I do this, or I'm not just a student, or I know my job's boring, etc., etc. So it's a bit like asking why you single on the date. It's another qualification question, but you can just throw it in there at any point. How normal are you? And the last Tom Torero dirty trick for today's podcast is linked to flipping the script again. You see how most of these dirty tricks are higher level, because sneaky Tom Torero is pretending that he's not quite sold on the girl. Yeah, you're hot, but what else have you got going on for you? That classic game routine. You flip the script and you use the words creepy or stalker. I do this a lot on the date. I used it to full effect the other night when I got a new notch. And when you sense that it's going well and it's probably in the bag, of course it's not always in the bag, but you feel right, she's definitely hooked. Let's get her to chase even more. It's quite a fun thing to do on the date. See how much you can playfully push her away. And I was saying to this girl things like, if I show you where I live, you're not going to sit outside my house every day, are you? You're not going to sit in the tree opposite my house with a camera. Or I was saying, yeah, you are such a creep. You know, I bet you're one of these stalker types. And what does it do? Calling a girl a creep or calling a girl a stalker, it's flipping things on its head, and it's getting her to qualify that she's not. It's implying that you're the prize, that she's the one, because these are things that girls will accuse guys of, obviously, in a playful way. But you're saying, no, you're the one who's chasing guys, and I'm not quite sold, you know, I'm not quite sure about you. It links to this blog post I wrote, which we shall finish with, called Role Reversal Spikes. It was from the end of October. It's on my blog, That's why I'm nagging you. Go to tomterrera.com because there's all this stuff for free, right? No more nagging about practical advice. There's loads of stuff. And yeah, I'll read it. We've got 5 minutes. I'll read it. I say, one of the most powerful ways to easily flip the script and spike things up from social to sexual is to imply that she's the one picking you up. Even though she knows you're teasing, on a subconscious level, she'll feel the frame shift to you being the prize. You can pepper this into your day game and dating, right up until the point she's back at yours. Remember, the aim is to be flirty, not funny. Try delivering these lines with a cheeky smirk rather than a clown grin. I've written about that today, actually, the dangers of overgaming. Her mock indignation and playful squeaks, which is what happens when you call a girl creepy or a stalker, will let you know you're doing it right. So the playful slap on the arm, she's like, oh my God, you're terrible. No, I'm not like that. That's how you know you're doing it right. As with everything in pickup, it's a playful smirk, right? It's the twinkling eyes. You certainly shouldn't have that serious stalker face. So lines, I think I've taken these from my cheap PDF on Amazon, How to Flirt with Girls, but they're all here for free. So lines to flip the roles, as I say, flip the script. You can say to a girl, slow down, I've only just met you. So you can use that on the street when she touches you. You know, the classic mystery line, this shit's not for free, it's $5 every time you touch, do you want to start a tab? I've used it on texts, I use it a lot on dates. So slow down, I've only just met you, you need to buy me dinner first, okay? I need trust, comfort and connection. Right now all we have is lust. And guys go, but old school game doesn't work, what's the point of learning lines? It fucking works, all right? You just need to embed it to become a supernatural. I do all these lines on autopilot. I love the line, you know, you make me feel so cheap, I feel so used. You know, stop looking at me like a piece of meat. Stop looking at me like a fat kid looks at a hamburger in McDonald's. You're implying that she's the one picking you up. Genius. The classic line, we can have fun, but please don't touch. Please don't touch. This shit's not for free. Slow down, I don't want to get hurt. It's such a funny line if you deliver that with a smirk. Let's slow down. Let's take this slowly. I don't want to get hurt. And then the line I've already told you. That was the 10th dirty trick. You're not going to stalk me, are you? So, yeah, let's go back to mine. But hang on. If I show you where I live, you're not going to stalk me, are you? You are so creepy. I've already said that. You are so needy. Just look at her in the eyes at some point on the date and say, you are so needy. Girls will flip out, they'll go mad in a good way. On the date, when she's giving you a bit of deep eye contact, just shake your head and, you know my line, my mother warned me about Japanese girls. What did she say? You can combine it with a line, just stop. She's like, what? Just stop. Stop what, she'll say. And you say, stop undressing me with your eyes. You know, you're such a pervert. It's great. Dirty tricks. I'm not just a piece of meat. I've said that one. If she glances at you, say, you know, you can stop checking me out now. It's okay. Stop sneakily trying to check me out. God, you're such a pervert. I've already said it. I need trust, comfort, and connection. I love the line. It's such a jock line. Don't get your hopes up. I'm not that easy. So, don't get your hopes up. I'm not that easy. It's up there with the king of lines. Nothing's going to happen tonight. I'm on my period. You really have to be cocky to pull that one off. That would sound really weird coming from an insecure, shy, nice guy. But you got to have a fat smirk on your face where you say, look, I'm on my period. And girls love it if you deliver it. Because as with most things in game, the caveat is delivery. And guys will often say, I tried that line. I tried your dirty trick number 3 and it didn't work. I said exactly what you said. It's always in my delivery versus your delivery. Hank Moody's delivery versus Mr. Bean's delivery. Same line. They could both say the same thing, but it's all in the delivery. And the last one we shall finish with. On the blog it says, stop trying to impress me. So at any point say to the girl, look, just stop trying to impress me, okay? It's creepy. Flipping the script, there we go. I think old father time is coming up, so we're going to have to say sayonara from Japan next week. I might still be here, I might not. I've been asked to speak at something somewhere between Japan and the UK, and I'm not sure if I'm going yet. But I will keep you posted on my blog. Those were some dirty tricks. Like I said, I've got hundreds more scribbled down in little black notebooks, and in the future I might publish them. I might not. I might be selfish and keep them for myself. From Japan, sayonara, goodbye, speak to you next week. Ta-da.